The leader is taught how to purify communal institutions from intentional wrongdoing and from ignorance, with a particular warning not to take what belongs to the people, in this week's special Haftarah for Shabbat HaChodesh from the prophecy of Ezekiel. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
The entire population shall give this offering to the prince in Israel. And the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the libations on festivals, new moons, Sabbaths, all fixed occasions, of the house of Israel shall be the obligation of the prince. He shall prepare the purification offerings, the grain offerings, the burnt offerings, and the offerings of well-being to make expiation for the house of Israel. Thus said Adonai Elohim, on the first day of the first month, you shall take a bull of the herd without blemish, and you shall purify the sanctuary. The priests shall take some of the blood of the purification offering and apply it to the doorposts of the temple, to the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and to the doorposts of the gate of the inner court. You shall do the same on the seventh day of the month to purge the temple from impurity caused by unwitting or ignorant persons. On the 14th day of the first month, you shall have the Passover sacrifice, and during a festival of 7 days, unleavened bread shall be eaten. On that day, the prince shall provide a bull of purification offering on behalf of himself and of the entire population. And during the 7 days of the festival, he shall provide daily, for 7 days, 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish for a burnt offering to Adonai, and 1 goat daily for a purification offering. He shall provide a grain offering of an ephah for each bull and an ephah for each ram, with a hin of oil to every ephah. So, too, during the festival of the 7th month, for 7 days from the 15th day on, he shall provide the same purification offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, and oil. Thus said Adonai Elohim, the gate of the inner court, which faces east, shall be closed on the 6 working days. It shall be opened on the Sabbath day, and it shall be opened on the day of the new moon. The prince shall enter by way of the vestibule outside the gate, and shall attend at the gatepost while the priests sacrifice his burnt offering and his offering of well-being. He shall then bow low at the threshold of the gate and depart. The gate, however, shall not be closed until evening. The common people shall worship before Adonai on Sabbaths and new moons at the entrance of the same gate. The burnt offering, which the prince presents to Adonai on the Sabbath day, shall consist of 6 lambs without blemish and 1 ram without blemish, with a grain offering of an ephah for the ram and a grain offering of as much as he wishes for the lambs and a hin of oil with every ephah. And on the day of the new moon, it shall consist of a bull of the herd without blemish and 6 lambs and a ram, they shall be without blemish. And he shall provide a grain offering of an ephah for the bull, an ephah for the ram, and as much as he can afford for the lambs, with a hin of oil to every ephah. When the prince enters, he shall come in by way of the vestibule of the gate, and he shall go out the same way. But on the fixed occasions where the common people come before Adonai, whoever enters by the north gate to bow low shall leave by the south gate, and whoever enters by the south gate shall leave by the north gate. They shall not go back to the gate by which they came in, but shall go out by the opposite one. And as for the prince, he shall enter with them when they enter, and leave when they leave. On festivals and fixed occasions, the grain offering shall be an ephah for each bull, an ephah for each ram, and as much as he wishes for the lambs, with a hin of oil for every ephah. The gate that faces east shall also be open for the prince whenever he offers a free will offering, be it burnt offering or offering of well-being, freely offered to Adonai, so that he may offer his burnt offering or his offering of well-being just as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he shall leave, and the gate shall be closed after he leaves. Each day you shall offer a lamb of the first year without blemish as a daily burnt offering to Adonai. You shall offer one every morning, and every morning regularly you shall offer a grain offering with it, a sixth of an ephah with a third of a hin of oil to moisten the choice flour as a grain offering to Adonai, a law for all time. The lamb, the grain offering, and oil shall be presented every morning as a regular burnt offering. Thus said Adonai Elohim, if the prince makes a gift to any of his sons, it shall become the latter's inheritance. It shall pass on to his sons. It is their holding by inheritance. But if he makes a gift from his inheritance to any of his subjects, it shall only belong to the latter until the year of release. Then it shall revert to the prince. His inheritance must, by all means, pass on to his sons. But the prince shall not take property away from any of the people and rob them of their holdings. Only out of his own holdings shall he endow his sons, in order that my people may not be dispossessed of their holdings.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.